This is Real Talk, where all walks of life come together for thoughtful, constructive conversation. No arguments, no debate, just transparency. I'm John Warden, and this is Real Talk. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Real Talk. We hope that the heat isn't keeping you down and you're inside with the air conditioning and you're waking up to a beautiful morning and no storms rumbling through your neighborhoods. It's the season for that kind of thing, but we're glad you're with us, and we're looking forward to another segment here on Real Talk. And today, we're going to shift gears again. We like to shift gears on this program because we have to and want to take and be an advice, and yet also some information coming into what's happening in our world and our community today. And we're going to talk about some insurance claims. We're going to talk about what happens when you get one, who to select, how to select, what's the processes. And I think that this will be really informative, especially because here recently we have been named as one of the top areas that are subject to get some wind, some hail, some rain, and that's just from Mother Nature, lightning strikes, those kind of things. Here with me today, once again joining me, is Mr. Char Adams with Madison Insurance Group. And then also I got a special guest who is a longtime internal and field adjuster, if you will, Abby De Jesus. He actually works with us here at Champion. And so one of the reasons why I hired him on years ago was the fact that he is expert at what he does behind the scenes. And he's the guy that worked for insurance companies for years behind the scenes and worked through claims. So he's got a great insight as to do's and not to do's. And so what we want to do is help educate you if you have a claim in what to do. So, gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the show. And we're going to jump right in the middle of this thing because, again, let's get back to the statistical thing that we're going to talk through. So statistics are now saying that we're in the bullseye. Used to be the Texas, the Panhandles, the Oklahomas, the out west, and, you know, where the tumbleweeds roll and all that other. But now with the way the shift of atmospheric influences and all that, the Carolinas have become, and specifically in this area here, is almost like a funnel of activity where storms come. Those who have lived in York County in this area, if you look out towards the Spartanburg, Gaffney, or towards Gastonia area, you generally know that's where your storms come from. And so we're not just specifically talking about storms, but it is the season. We went to the South Carolina Department of Insurance, and they gave us a list of what they would suggest and how you would go about these claims, should you have one. Well, the first thing I'm going to say before you get into even filing a claim, in my experience of almost 50 years and working with these type of claims and all types of instances, I have seen that a lot of people sometimes jump the gun. Always recall in your individual policy, whether it be on a home or business, vehicle, doesn't make any difference, you have a deductible. In that deductible is your copay, your responsibilities, the portions that you are, is your liability. Everything after that that meets the criteria and is accepted and found within the confounds of your policy, something that they will absolutely cover, it's 100%. Now, there are some policies depending on your policies that have to do with prorated percentages and all those things for deductibles, percentages of payout, whether you have cash-only details, whether you have full replacement cost policies. There's so many policies you can buy, and I know it's confusing, but Char, I'm going to start with you because you've been in this industry a long time. In fact, he's the one who insures the very building that we're in here right now, and he's been happy with Char for years, found him to be exceptional wealth of knowledge. But in that, Char, let's first talk about different types of policies. What is a full replacement cost policy compared to a cash-only policy?
Yeah, so now, especially, and that's interesting you bring this up because a lot of departments across the nation are clearing actual cash value policies for homeowners. And what that does, that depreciates the value of your property just like it does for your car. So when you have an auto claim, you don't get the full value of a brand new car. You get the the value of the car based on the year it was made. So you got a 2002 Honda Civic, you're getting the money equivalent for a 2002 Honda Civic. That is starting to move over on the property side. As insurance companies feel pressure from all the storms, decreased profitability, and they've gone to legislatures across the nation and requested that they be allowed to write these policies. So that means that when you have a claim, if it's not a replacement cost policy, you're going to get a depreciated value on your roof, maybe your siding, maybe your windows now. So you need to really make sure, as consumers, all of us need to make sure that we understand at least what we're buying, what that initial promise is. Is it a promise to replace things as they are, or is it a promise to replace things new? You bought it new. You're going to keep it new.
Yeah, and that's in the fine line, that hidden print. Yes. So it boils down to, well, you'll hear this talk a lot about on this program today. You're going to hear us talk about, you got to know who you're doing business with.
Yes.
You got to trust them and know what the fine lines are. There's nothing more than a responsibility. A lot of times, and I've seen it too many times in over the years in business, if you get a cost of a policy and it rolls in at so much cheaper than someone else, it's the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true,
it probably is.
It probably is. Yeah. And in the aspects of that, when you see that. Now, Char, tell them a little bit about the policies and things that you offer. And this is not an advocate for Madison Insurance Group. John Warden is telling you this is a guy that you could trust in your insurance needs. But what type of policies do you offer? And again, we want to kind of explain a little bit. Let's just say that full replacement cost says that it's worth a dollar. Well, as these policies and these claims get filed, you're going to get a percentage of that minus your deductible. And then when work's completed or contract signed,
correct,
you're going to get the remaining balance called depreciation, which is a bad word, Abby. You would have to agree.
I agree.
Think it's a bad choice of words in terms of depreciate. Sounds like somebody's losing out. But if you have a full replacement policy, there's always back-end money.
Mm-hmm.
Plus additional items that could have been omitted by your adjuster. And again, Abby, I'm going to come to you about adjusters and why it never has to be an argument, okay? But in your world, what can they do to get to someone like you, Char Adams, at Madison, and sit down and discuss their policies? Just a review. There's nothing wrong with a review. It's like a doctor's checkup.
Yes.
You go and do that.
Yeah. I mean, they just call us at the office anytime, and we'll be happy to sit down with them. I'll be happy to sit down with them. We have staff as well here in Rock Hill on River Chase Boulevard right next to Empire Pizza. Sorry, I can't help it.
Yeah, you got to put it out there. What's the telephone number? I mean, this is
803-981-5272. That's our office number. You call anytime, and we'll be happy to sit with you. Even if we don't do your business, honestly, I have a passion for this. I've been doing it for a long time. I'm as excited every day to go to work today as I was 20 years ago.
Yes.
So I'll be honest with you. We love reviewing your policies. Like, that's good insurance policies makes our jobs easier, even if you're not our client, because our industry has taken a bath on our reputation lately. And,
yes.
You know, yeah, it has. It just has. You know, we had some major storm events. There were a couple of years there where in the Southeast was absolutely devastated with hurricanes and hailstorms and tornadoes. And claims adjusters were stretched too thin. Claims did not get handled well by a lot of companies. And, you know, we've got some reputation that we need to claw back. And, you know, we'd be happy to help you. Even if we don't do your business, we would love the opportunity to sit down with you, review your policies, and make sure you're in good shape.
Abby, tell us a little bit about your experience and how you fit into this equation as far as claiming.
Sure. I've been in the insurance business 20-plus years. I've been a field adjuster, and I've been a desk handler for multiple insurance companies. I, too, have a passion for this. Char, I will say this. Your explanation of ACV is right on the money. Whenever I would settle claims with our insureds and they had an ACV claim, ACV policy, I would use the same example. It's perfect. And, John, your words earlier of knowing, you need to know where you are in your policy before any storms come into the area. So you're absolutely right there. People should know where they're at on their policy at all times.
Yeah. Actual ACV is actual cash policy or actual cash value.
Actual cash value.
Yes, correct. So when you hear these terms and it looks like when you have a claim and those who recently, we had, we're still working through some of these claims from April of 2024. As we sit in front of us, Abby's got a desk full of things we're still trying to get cleared up. So your comment, Char, about the type of policy you have is being familiar. Know what your deductibles are going to be. This is part of the reviews that you can come in. You can bring your policy into the Champion. You could take it to multiple insurance people around this town. We have some good ones. But Char and his staff is excellent at sitting down and explaining it. You're going to make an appointment here at Champion Services. The key is to be made whole, and we're working with the insurance company. There's no enemies here. The enemies is something we'll talk about on the second half of this. What I call the enemies is the guys knocking on your doors, promising you all these things that create more drama than's necessary in this equation. The one thing I would always tell you is in any kind of claiming or policy issues is that first thing you do is slow down, breathe. So, Abby, you got an outline in front of you. Kind of the first thing it says is document and protect. Kind of take us through, from your experience as an adjuster, what you're looking for from a homeowner when you show up or you hear from them. Tell us what to do.
Exactly. What you'll need to do is, again, relax, take your photos, and don't just take one, two, or three photos. Take overview photos. Take them close up. And basically, you also want to go ahead and make any temporary repairs. Now, if the damage is great, go ahead and get a hold of a contractor. Right. What you want to do is you want to secure your property. Keep it from getting any more damage. The next thing, of course, you want to do is you absolutely want to save any receipts that you incur when you're securing your property.
Correct. Doesn't matter what it is. Trip to Walmart,
trip to
Lowe's, plastic tarps, nails, screws. Every bit of that is susceptible when the adjuster gets there.
Perfect. Absolutely, absolutely. The next thing you want to do is go ahead and report your claim. It's called first notice of loss. They'll take your information, your policy information from there. Your policy info, the cause of loss, will be sent over to a manager. They'll review it. They will disperse it out to the handlers. You should be getting a call from a desk adjuster within 24 hours. They will go over your policy. They should be letting you know if there are any discrepancies that they see. For instance, possible denial. That's a rough word, but that's the truth. If there's something that they see automatically that may be an issue, they should be letting you know. From there, you should be getting a call from a field adjuster within 72 hours to schedule an inspection. I will let you know this, that during catastrophic events, field adjusters do take everything first come, first serve. And if you happen to be 100th in line, they will see you in 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, you know, let's cut in on that for a minute, because that's a great point. Because when you get a catastrophic event like we had in April of 2020, and once the area has been named a catastrophe, things change. Now, all the big name insurance companies, and we could sit here and name them, and I know, Char, you're subject to, you can give them a variety of choices mm-hmm. in your world. But in any instance, it works very simply the same way. There's usually a database called Xactimate Programming that they all pull from in terms of pricing. That's another aspect of this. But more than that, these guys are overwhelmed. So the first thing they're going to do is they're going to get on the phone, and they've got a database of all these insurance adjusters who are freelance to travel all over the country, bounce from this storm to that storm and this storm. Now, guys, I'm not talking about the installers yet. I'm talking about just the agents. So you may get a guy you're in South Carolina, you may get a guy out of Wisconsin. He may be out of Florida. He may be out west. It could be anywhere that you're getting this information. You're liable to show a guy who's an expert in his field who shows up. Now, his job is to take 200-300 photos, measurements, and all the things necessary to evaluate your storm and the condition that it is, and something that is wind and storm related, if it happens to be a wind and in situation. So when they do this, they go back to, again, a desk adjuster who sits, and they do the assessment within 24 hours. And then once they see the information, once all that's been handled, they start issuing paperwork a lot of times. It's going to come out and get approved internally, and it comes out. Well, Abby, I'm going to let you touch back to that. But here's a key point, folks. Patience, especially in the insurance world, is a virtue. You have to take time. These things are not processed quickly. It is as much as you think, well, they should be here right away and all this other. And I've seen and handled too many big storms, and I've handled literally tens of thousands of these over the years. And I've seen the same network happens every time. And one of the things that brings that about is, I got to tell you, and we're going to shift gears, and I know we haven't gotten through all the policy times, but it's very careful. You know, file and cooperate is one of the things. Keep a claim journal, follow up in writing, all these things that we're going to do, Abby, that you suggest. And then handle the adjuster. Okay, now, Abby, I'm going to go over to you for a minute. In this thing, it says get your own estimates. Do you agree or disagree with that?
While you're waiting on that field adjuster to get to you, go out and get them. That way you'll have everything in line that a field adjuster will need. Say you're dealing with Champion. That's your contractor of choice. Guess what? Call us. Let us know when that field adjuster is going to be there. We will take our time. We'll get things scheduled. We'll show up to meet with your field adjuster. And actually, that helps speed up the process because we'll go out there and do the inspection. There'll be two people doing the inspection, the field adjuster, someone from our office, and the field adjuster may miss something. He is overwhelmed. He does have a lot of claims. So
it's kind of like waiting in line at the doctor's office.
If your field adjuster misses something, we're out there. Hey, you missed this. Take a look at this. You know, consider this. And once they go through that process, they usually have about 2 weeks to turn in their insurance claim to your carrier. Okay. Once it reaches the carrier, after 2 weeks, after the initial inspection, you maybe have another 10 days in which a desk adjuster will review that field adjuster's report. So it is very time consuming. It's a long process. Be patient, and we will definitely get to you as soon as possible, or they will.
And that's it, because that's the key. And again, remember, and here's where it comes down to. After this process, and let's say we got claims filed, and you know, Char, I know you've on a lot of these claims that we were talking about, you reached out. I remember the day of the storm. You and I were already talking, you know, in April. That was on a Saturday. It was a Saturday night, and you and I were having conversations. I was already out seeing people because of the magnitude of what happened. And these are long-term customers of Champions and for different insurance companies. Remember and trust your agents, because honestly, that's the greatest relationship. I've seen so many in these storms to where it becomes an issue because a third party ends up coming around. Now, you've got the insurer. You got the consumer, which is a homeowner, business owner, they're priority one. The second aspect of this is really simple. You've got then the insurance company that comes in, and they're going to make everything whole and right and well. And then the third is the contractor. And that equation there can be really complicated if by what happens like happened in April and every other storm, and they're still going through the neighborhoods, guys. I run a big remodeling company here in the Rock Hill area, the longest running one in. And I have customers coming in all the time hearing that people are knocking on their doors, and I understand that's their business model. But when you start getting and start filing claims, I understand with most industry standards, you can speak to this, Char, that too many claims get you what?
Yeah, canceled. Yeah. You want to pay a lot more for insurance, file a lot of claims.
And you know, that's what's funny too. Most people don't realize if your house is, let's say this is 521 Anderson Road, it doesn't matter how many times you change or get married to another insurance company, the valuations and the repair list at 521 Anderson Road follows you everywhere you go. So you can get mad at your current insurance company because it's not being handled, or a contractor has convinced you otherwise that these guys just won't pay the claim. And that is where the door knockers, the storm chasers come in. They're famous for coming in, sign this piece of paper. I'm going to get all this for you free. Well, good folks, hear my voice. And I think everybody at this table will attest. If you have insurance coverage with a qualified insurance company within the confines of the policy you agreed and purchased, you've been paying for that for God knows how long. It's not free, but they are required, and these are your business partners in this deal. So they're here to make sure you're made whole. The adjusters aren't there to take advantage of you. They're not there to omit. They're working within the confines of a contract. Why it's so important to get a review. You need to know what you have. It's like, again, it goes back to a doctor's visit. You never know what's going to happen until you get to the doctor. But if you're feeling things, but if you have concerns and you're not real sure of exactly what you have, get a review. And so, you know, but allowing door-knocking contractors that storm chasers is a popular word or whatever they are, and it doesn't have to be right at a storm. 2.5 years later, they're still knocking on your doors and in the neighborhoods around Rock Hill trying to put in claims. At Champion Services, our recommendation, and most agents will tell you this, doesn't matter, and Champion is not the only one that is qualified to handle things in this area, but we've been here a long time and we're good at it. And we have our own internal staff, such as Abby, that you're listening to, with his expertise that can handle that. So it sounds like an infomercial, but it's not meant to be. What it is a precautionary statement. You have to be careful with what and how you choose and where you walk and how you walk through these processes. Slow down and breathe. Don't sign anything. Okay, if you start signing things as soon as somebody walks up the door to a perfect stranger that you just met 37 or 5 minutes or 15 minutes or an hour later, and they're going to give you free inspections. Well, if he gets up on your roof and he does a free inspection and he's not insured, guess who just bought him his hospital stay if he falls off?
Yep.
So all of these things have to do with, like we've spoken in this, and I think we'll both agree, the relationship is key in everything here. You have to know who you're doing business with. Char, if you would, not without details of any individual, what kind of experience have you seen these door-knocking, storm-chasing, we're going to get you everything in the world and pay for things that are illegal and all this stuff. What are you seeing?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is how they pitch you. They come up. They've got a tablet. It's going to have a website with 500 reviews, Google reviews, and they're all going to be 5-star and 4-star reviews. They say, look, we're a legitimate business. We're based out of state somewhere, usually the Midwest. I'm from New Mexico. Our company's
based. We're moving here.
That's
right. Yes.
We got, you know, I'm local here now. And, you know, and they have a business card. A business card and a website are not guarantees that is a legit business. And I literally talked to a guy yesterday who, from that 24 storm, he hired one of these guys. They took the money. I think they tarped the roof, maybe patched a couple of places. They took the money for a full roof replacement. He doesn't have a new roof. His insurance company's going to cancel him because he's got a roof that's got holes in it and still damaged. He can't get another contractor. I can't bring you in on it because I'd love to, but the money's already gone. The guy's in a tough spot because he trusted a guy with a website and a business card and no local address. And guys, I am telling you, folks, listen, please, please use local contractors.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I've experienced those stories myself from insureds calling in months after a storm and they say, yeah, I gave my money to my contractor. I'm going to need another check. Sorry, folks. You only get that one check.
Yes. Go ahead, Charlie.
It's just a matter of, again,
there's so much money in the way these policies work. That's why you really need to review, but continue on with that because, again, we're sitting from a contracting point of view, and you don't know how many elderly and people and daughters and son from out of state coming to bring their parents in and say, well, they paid this guy, but they haven't seen him.
Yes.
Okay, I got to go back to this, guys. Be sure you know who you're dealing with. Sign nothing.
Yes.
You know, sign nothing. It doesn't, if there's an emergency, we'll come out and do an inspection before you even file a claim for free.
Yes.
Now, if you hear that, nothing. Nothing's free in this world. But our goal is to come out is to make sure that you even have a legitimate claim. Yep. We have the expertise to know. Again, not knowing the full compound. So what you have in here, you've got, you know, an experienced adjuster in back room working through insurance companies. You got people that sell it and people that the contract. There's a perfect circle of things that you do. So it's not just what you think is the most legitimate way or the fastest way to get it done. These folks come in with also a negative connotation for your insurance company. They want you to sign so they can skip over your local agent.
That's right.
If you bought insurance here locally, They're going to go to the national headquarters, wherever the national world of it is. They skip over everybody involved, sometimes omitting you, sometimes changing that the money won't even pass through your hands. It will come directly to them, because you've signed a form and a piece of paper saying that. So virtually, you have lost control of your most valuable asset. Now, folks, good people, why would you take your most valuable asset that you've worked so hard all these years in beautiful homes and businesses and hand it over to a perfect stranger?
Yes. Yes.
Abhi, final comments. We've got a few minutes left here, but give us some if you have a claim or when you should file a claim. You know, if you see obvious damage, you know what I mean? You've got tree on a house. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's easy.
That's easy. You know, emergency services and all those things. And Char, you two right behind him, just what to do if something catastrophic happens. Go ahead and get in the queue and get in line, but be patient. Yeah. Abhi, what are you seeing? If you would say the number one failure of a policy holder, the number one mistake they make, is it selection of the contractor? Is it jumping the gun too soon?
Sometimes they do jump the gun too soon. Sometimes is their lack of securing the property, thinking that, oh, I'm covered by my insurance company. I'll just wait on the insurance adjuster to get here. No, you have a responsibility. If you don't secure your property and you incur additional damages because you failed to secure your property, and this is noted in every policy that I have dealt with, you will be responsible, or you could be responsible, for the additional damages coming out of your pocket.
That's great. That's great information, because we're here to help you with that. If you get an emergency situation, we've taken trees off, we've put tarps on, those kind of thing. Any last minute advice, Char?
Yeah. Work with somebody that you can call and have a conversation with.
It's going to be here afterwards.
Yeah. It's going to be here after the situation. Personally, from my experience, the weakest link in the claims, getting a claim handled correctly, is contractor selection. Yes, you get a bad claims adjuster. It's rare. Sometimes you get a bad, field adjuster. It's rare. But you cannot get past a bad contractor. They will ruin the experience. They will make it almost impossible to get the claim handled correctly. Guys listening, I'm telling you, with $500, I can have a website and a magnet on my car and a box of business cards. It doesn't mean I am not a contractor, but I promise I could roll up to your house with $300 or $400 and make you think I'm one. And that's just the truth. Get local folks that you can go to their office. You can come here at the Champion offices and see John.
He's
a human. I'm sitting right in front of him.
Yes. It's not pleasant, not pretty some days, but he's John. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's always the most common weak link that makes a claim go sideways is contractor selection.
Abhi, would you concur?
I agree. Absolutely. I'm their insurance consultant here. And if you have a question about an insurance claim that you're filing, don't hesitate to come by or call and schedule an appointment with me. We'll be glad to send someone out, or I'll go out there myself.
And that's right. Community service, guys. It doesn't necessarily mean we do the work. But let me say this in selection of a contractor in terms of dealing with insurance work, which is a headache, y'all. It is.
Yeah.
But that's just the nature of the beast. It's what it is. We don't get into hard conversations. They have a lot of respect for us as a community and a company. And obviously the personnel we have here, like yourself, Abhi, you're very experienced. And we speak peace. But at the same time, too, we also offer this. Even if the insurance adjuster messed it up, and God knows we found a many of those,
yes,
to be honest, a good contractor can work with them to suffice and get you whole. The end result of it is you get restored at the very least as good as you were before the storm came.
Yes. And that's the point of the buying of the policy. That's what they're meant to do.
Gentlemen, the show is Real Talk. It's been a real good conversation today about insurance work. Ladies and gentlemen, have a beautiful morning and the rest of your day.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Real Talk is sponsored by Champion Services Incorporated, your local remodel and restoration company, and the Red Door Church, a ministry that loves this community. If you're interested in sponsorship or you have a story you want to share or want to be a part of this program, contact us at reachus.realtalkradio@gmail.com.